This is KCUR 89.3. The Kansas City Police Department faces two big problems, violent crime and putting enough officers on the street to fight it. KCUR's Sam Zeff reports on the department's new recruiting efforts and what the community thinks of them.
First, the problems. Last year, 150 homicides in Kansas City. So far in 2018, the pace of killings is about the same. But what you might not know is that KCPD is having trouble recruiting officers. At one point last year, the department was down about 200 police officers. It was also short of dispatchers and other civilian workers. And this is the man assigned to fix it.
My name is Carl Oakman, and I'm a deputy chief with the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. I oversee the Administration Bureau, which includes human resources, crime lab, our information technology, patrol video, police records, property and evidence.
So Oakman is a busy guy, but he's been spending a lot of time changing the way KCPD recruits. He's had some success. The number of open positions is shrinking.
All right, shooters. When the target turns, you'll transition to your support hand. Fire two rounds, center mass, 3 seconds. Be alert.
KCPD Class 162 is on the range, taking a state-mandated shooting test. Sergeant Wade Smith is the department's top firearms instructor.
They'll be required to pass either this one or a remedial test in case anybody needs it, but everybody's shooting pretty good, so we're hopeful that everybody's going to do well today.
These recruits will also have to pass a KCPD firearms test, which Smith says is a little more real world. But it's not just about graduating more officers. The department must find ways to recruit more minorities and women. Of the 53 Kansas City recruits now in the Northland Academy, 13% are Black, 4% Hispanic, 17% are women. That's just slightly better than what KCPD has on the street right now.
You always want your police department to reflect the community. You want to get the best qualified applicants that reflect your community.
So Oakman has the age-old dilemma facing urban police departments, finding recruits who are qualified and look like the community. The department has made a deal with Manual Technical in Kansas City to put a career center in the high school. KCPD is holding job fairs and starting to recruit college athletes, an untapped source until now for Kansas City.
They're in physical shape, good physical shape, graduated college, can handle the academics of the academy.
But Oakman says the department is battling the historic mistrust between police and people of color.
You have to deal with those issues before you can get into the benefits and how they would be an asset to the police department.
And getting past those issues is very difficult.
Even a law enforcement officer who does show up, who may look like them, in some ways can be viewed as Uncle Tom.
That's Damon Daniel, head of the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, who works with both cops and victims. He says there are a mountain of obstacles to overcome before recruiting in the Black community gets better. Racial bias, disrespect, even the recent increase in immigration enforcement.
When someone shows up in that uniform, it's triggering all of that for people of color.
So what practically does it mean for a police department to reflect its community? Police and prosecutors complain that it's hard to solve crimes when people refuse to provide information. Would more officers of color help? Daniel says it certainly wouldn't hurt, but he's more concerned about protecting people who do talk to cops.
When you talk about, you know, are people sharing what they know, or do they feel safe to share what they know? It has little to do with whether or not that officer looks like the community. It has everything to do with, will I be protected?
Certainly having more officers on the street could help, no matter whether they're white, female, or minority. And Deputy Chief Oakman emphasizes that character is more important than color. And just because an officer isn't a minority, that doesn't mean they can't relate to the minority community. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.